State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
It's been decades since Mr. Rogers invited us to be his neighbor. All were welcomed, rich, poor, black, white, immigrant. But today, the reality is neighborhoods are much more segregated and homogenous. Many, but not all. I am going to take you to a diverse neighborhood that is actively working to integrate. Welcome to the first ever kids' movie night in a neighborhood on the border of Hamtramck and Detroit. Here with me to talk about the movie is...
Esme.
Hi, Esme. How old are you?
Five.
And what are you doing here?
I'm going to watch the movie. When it's the scary part, I'm going to leave because I watched it before.
Oh, you've seen this already.
It's what is it again?
Song of the Sea.
Before Song of the Sea starts, Esme and her friend Otto make a beeline for the snack table.
I have popcorn and chocolate milk.
I mean, a Twizzler and lemon juice box.
There's also hummus, carrots, chips, strawberries, bananas, chocolate squares, and, of course, popcorn. There are chairs set up for the parents and four giant mattresses on the floor for the kids. As you probably guessed, this isn't your typical movie theater. We are also not in somebody's basement or family room. We're in a place called Playhouse.
It's kind of a little bit small, but it's big enough for an elephant.
Do you think an elephant could fit in here? It's that big?
One, two, three elephants.
By the time the movie starts, 17 kids are sprawled out on the mattresses, eyes fixed on the big screen. There are black kids, white kids, Bengali kids, Christian and Muslim kids, a microcosm of the neighborhood itself. It's hard to believe this scene would have even been possible just a few years ago. Playhouse used to be a two-story house on a corner lot where drugs were sold. And before it was a drug house, it had super sketchy tenants who pretty much let the place go to pot. Otto lived around the corner from the drug house. His friend Eva and her parents lived across the street from it. So when it went up for auction a few years ago, Eva's parents bought it for $7,000. They knocked out the second floor, installed radiant heating, and rehabbed the whole place.
Have some popcorn.
For tonight's event, Eva made pink and yellow flyers. Hers are in English, and a mom down the block translated the flyers into Bengali to reach the huge contingent of Bangladeshi families in the neighborhood. There are so many Bengalis in the area that most people call this part of Detroit Banglatown.
Oh, this is a really good idea because the Bengali community around, they don't really get to do this.
21-year-old Mahfuza Ali, a Bengali Muslim, brought her little sister Khadija to kids' movie night.
They're mostly like part of the whole Muslim community, and in Islam you're not really, you know, you don't get to go to the theaters and everything. So this is really nice for them.
Another neighbor, Renee Carroll, who's African-American, loves that she can take her grandkids somewhere close by that's fun and safe. And she is determined to do her part to keep the playhouse safe.
I have my cameras facing it to watch, make sure nobody break in.
Most days, the space is home to an experimental theater group. There are also Bangla music and language classes on the weekend. I step outside and ask Eva's mom and Playhouse owner, Gina Reichert, what she wants to see with the space. She says she's up for anything.
Like the family who just went in, the grandmother does Hawaiian, like hula dancing, and is really interested in sharing Hawaiian culture. And then the mom, she is Puerto Rican and knows salsa dancing and was talking about food.
Reichert sees Playhouse as the perfect venue to share that knowledge. A way to pull people's interests and talents out of their homes and into the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers would be proud. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.